Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Somebody ought to just give him some praise right now. Somebody ought to just lift their hands and praise right now. Somebody ought to just, hallelujah, glorify God right now, right where you are. Thank you, Jesus. If you're in your car, just pull over to the side. You ought to give God some glory. You ought to give him some praise for what he has done. No one else could do it. Oh, bless his wonderful name today. Thanking you and giving you praise, Lord. I'm going to be prayerful for the word at this time that God would come in and just bless us. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to be a vessel that you use, Lord. To glory be to God, to be a communicator, Lord God, to bless people with your word, Lord God, to be a vessel that you use. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. To give the people what you would have them to receive this day, at this time, at this moment, Lord God, and that you would bless them, Lord God, to receive it, Lord God. Open up their eyes and they might see, Lord God. Open up their hearts and they might receive you, Lord God. Please open up their ears, Lord God, they might hear you, Lord God, and free their minds, Lord Jesus, so they can take everything that they've seen, heard, and felt and put it into fruition in their lives, Lord God, that they might not sin against you, Lord, but give you the praise now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord again, everybody. You know, for a while now, God has been dealing with the listeners on this topic. And everywhere that I go, people have questions about this topic. And God uses me to speak to them, to tell them what's going on in the world today, why things are as they are, why people are being shot down and ran over and still lynched in 2016, why the world is so fouled up. It's just what Bible prophecy coming to fruition. God said in these times, glory be to God, these things would be upon us and these things would happen to us. But you can find safety, hallelujah, in the everlasting arms of an almighty Savior, and his name is Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank the Lord for it. But there's so many people that I talk to, so many people that ask these questions, and there's so many people that don't understand what the Word of God says. That's why I urge everybody to come on out to Bible class, 7 o'clock Friday evenings at Effectual Praise Apostolic Church, 3304 Rolling Ridge Avenue, Palmdale, California, 93550. I'm not just saying this for my health. I'm not just saying this to try and plug the church. I am saying this so that you can hear and learn and be taught the Word of God in its pure, unadulterated form, the way that God desires you to receive it and the only way that God is going to accept it. But some people say, oh, God, he's this, he's that, he's this, he's that. God is love. He understands. He knows. I'm trying the best that I can. I'm doing this. Yeah, God knows everything. He understands everything. Glory be to God. Well, my grandma did it this way, and my great-grandma did it this way, and my great-great-great-great-grandma did it this way. And I know they're in heaven right now. I know they're looking down upon me right now. But what if you're wrong? What if great-great-great-great-grandma was wrong? And she passed down what was wrong through all generations that followed her, and it got to your generation right now, and you're still believing the same thing. Glory to God, their great-great-great-great-grandma passed down. And what if you're wrong? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, God is asking the question today. You notice how my voice isn't too amped up today? Glory be to God like I usually am, because God wants you to seriously ponder and consider yourself and think about these things. What if you're wrong? Now, some of you are going to go out to a church today, and you're going to visit a church that you might be a member of, or you're just going to go to a place where you might have been invited to, or you might just drop in uninvited to a place that you've never even dropped in before. And you're going to hear a preacher get up there and preach, and he's going to turn the pages in the Bible, a couple of verses anyway, and he's going to tap dance all around the issues. Glory be to God. He knows the Word of God, or else he wouldn't be preaching. Thank you, Jesus. Some of them have went to seminaries and theological school to learn the Word of God. They've studied. Glory be to God, but they still can't get this thing right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because they don't have any power. They don't have the anointing of God. They don't have the Spirit of God. And without the Spirit of God, glory be to God, you're about as exciting as watching a room full of dry paint dry up some more in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I can't stand those places. Bless his wonderful name today. I'll feel some help. Now, I'm sorry, folks. I got to fire it up. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, because this thing is real. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But God has a word for us today. I have limited time here. here, but come on out Friday night. Glory be to God. We'll praise him all night. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. First Peter, hallelujah, glory to God, chapter 2. We're going to move swiftly here. Glory be to God. What if you're wrong? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. People say all this isn't necessary to praise God. All this isn't necessary to serve God. All this isn't necessary to be saved. But what if you're wrong? Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Saints of God are rejoicing right now because we know that we're right. Thank you, Jesus. We're found in the Word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God because we're obeying the Word of God to the letter. We're not leaving it, hallelujah, glory to God, up to any, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, man's understanding. We're just following the Word of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Master and the Savior of the world today. Glory be to God. What if you're wrong today? Hallelujah. About what you think salvation is. Glory be to God. That's why the Bible says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Watch this here. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies, and envies and all evil speakings. We're in chapter 2, verse number 1 of 1 Peter. Now we're going to go on to 2. I got to move swiftly due to the time here. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Oh, I don't need to grow. I'm all right. I've been here. I've been going to my church. I'm on the usher board. I'm on this board. I'm on that board. I'm a deacon. I'm this. I'm that. I'm this. I'm that. And I'm in great standing with God. But what if you're wrong? Glory be to God. Thinking that you're right. It's one of the favorite ploys of the devil. Hallelujah. How he catches men. Glory to God. All you churchgoers. He has you have a great feeling when you go to church. I'm going to church. I'm worshiping God. I'm serving God. But you're not worshiping and you're not serving because you're not doing things according to the word of God. God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you cannot worship him because you don't have God's spirit. You don't believe me? Let's look across the page here at 1 Peter, hallelujah, 1 and 15. What does it say? But as ye, hallelujah, as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, how in the heck are you going to be holy without the Holy Ghost? I didn't say it. Want me to read it again? Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, how in the heck are you going to be holy without the Holy Ghost? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But these people today, I don't need the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Spirit. No such thing as the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, hallelujah, glory to God, sat upon them, and they, hallelujah, entered into all those that were at, hallelujah, glory be to God, the upper room, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. It didn't say the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I understand what people mean by that. Glory be to God. But people take this thing, and they twist it around. Glory be to God. And these, hallelujah, unscrupulous preachers, they take this thing, and they twist it around because, glory be to God, they want to have people excuse, hallelujah, glory to God, and make excuses, hallelujah. People have sins they want to continue practicing. The preachers, hallelujah, glory to God, with the people to continue to come in drones, hallelujah, and in groves to their services to put that money in the plate, because that's what it's all about today. But what if you're wrong? In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. That's right, I'm coming straight down Main Street. I'm firing right at you, hallelujah, unscrupulous, hallelujah, dastardly, deplorable men of God who think you're men of God, but you're not. You preachers, you ministers, you teachers, you elders, I'm not leaving anybody out. Glory be to God that's doing this work for filthy lucre's sake. Shame on you. Hallelujah. Lying to the people. Glory be to God. And they're sitting there with their heads hid in the sand like an ostrich. Glory be to God. It's the blind leading the blind. And they all fall in the ditch today. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Let's skip down to 2 and 7 right now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In 1 Peter, unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, I'll read that again. Unto you, therefore, which believe he is precious, glory be to God. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I chose we had a word for you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And without him, hallelujah, glory to God, there's nothing that was made, hallelujah, that was made. He made the whole entire universe. He has the whole world in his hands. He has the answer and the antidote for your problems right now today. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. But you say you don't need him. You say, oh, never mind. You say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. But what if you're wrong? Thank you, Jesus. What there's no tomorrow for you? Glory be to God. What if you like the rich man? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, Lord, I did this and I did that, and I did this for my youth, and I know this and I know that. Glory be to God. Well, God will call you out on it. Thank you, Jesus. He told him to sell all that he had. Thank you, Jesus, and come and follow him. But he couldn't do it, could he? No, he could not, because, hallelujah, he had sins he wanted to continue practicing, because the material things that were in his heart were deep with him. Glory be to God. And he just couldn't give it up. But you just can't give up those things, hallelujah, that are contrary to the word of God. And yet you want to say you're going to heaven. Yet you want to say you're going to be, hallelujah, spending eternity with an almighty Savior. What if you're wrong? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, God wants to let you know, hallelujah, to ponder and think about these things. What if you're wrong? I'm here to tell you that you are wrong in the name of Jesus Christ, because the word of God is against that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Watch this here at 8. And a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, even to them would stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation. Thank you, Lord. There's a flip side to every coin. Thank you, Jesus. Talking to the saints now. Hallelujah. A royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people. If you're none of those things, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You need to consider, hallelujah, glory to God, yourself. I thank you, Lord. You need to consider what you believe. You need to consider, hallelujah, glory to God, how you've been going about calling yourself worshiping. You need to consider, hallelujah, glory to God, the life that you're living. Glory be to God. Now, some of you people are nice people. Some of your people are morally good people. Some of your people wouldn't hurt a flea. Some of your people would give your shirt off your back. Hallelujah. Glory to God, to a stranger. Some of your people have love, 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 love in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. But guess what? Hell is full of people that are nice people. Hell is full of people that are, hallelujah, glory, morally good people. Hallelujah, glory be to God. See, salvation, glory be to God, comes by obedience to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Whereunto also they were appointed. Glory be to God. So you have to be this chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. There's that word again, holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And again, how are you going to be holy without the Holy Ghost? Thank you, Jesus, that you become a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And some of you people are dwelling in darkness right now. Thank you, Jesus, thinking that you're in his light. But what if you're wrong? In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You want to know how you can tell, glory be to God, if you're in darkness, not into his marvelous light. Thank you, Jesus. Everything that you do, hallelujah, glory to God, it's not in Jesus' name. Glory be to God, because he said his word, hallelujah, glory to God. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. But if you're a preacher, if you're a pastor, if you're a minister, if you're an elder, glory be to God, it's always tiptoeing around Jesus' name, calling him Lord, calling him God, calling him Yahweh, calling him, hallelujah, glory to God, the great I am, calling him whatever. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. The tiptoe around the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then you know that you're in darkness still. Thank you, Lord. It sounds like you're giving them praise, doesn't it? It sounds like you're giving them glory, doesn't it? It sounds like you're giving them honor, don't it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But Acts 4:12 declares, hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. For those of you who can't spell, must be saved. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But you say, no, I don't need this. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm okay where I am. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But what if you're wrong? Glory be to God. See, hell is too long to be wrong. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. See, there's no salvation from hell. Once you're there for eternity. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's why you can't worry about great, 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 great grandmother. And all those generations that came before you, all you can do is worry about you. That's why God said to save yourself from this untoward generation. I wish I had more time in the name of Jesus. Go, hallelujah, glory be to God. Because see, their fates have already been sealed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They've already lived their lives. They've already had an opportunity to hear the word. They've already walked this thing called life. They've already been through this journey. Hallelujah. And their fate has been sealed. Thank you, Jesus. You can't even pray for them. Glory be to God. You're just wasting a whole bunch of breath because they're already, hallelujah, in eternity right now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. They want those that are saved, hallelujah, according to the word of God, are resting in the belly of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Those that aren't are in a devil's hell right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's exactly where their souls are. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. So you got to get out of this darkness into God's marvelous light. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless his wonderful name today. Oh, glory. Bless his name. Hallelujah. But some of you people say, well, what did the word of God say about this thing? All right. Let's go there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to your world famous scripture. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The one that you guys don't understand. The one that you guys, hallelujah, use. Hallelujah. Glory to God to hide. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A multitude of sins. Thank you, Jesus. Because you don't want to have any. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't want to have anybody telling you that you're wrong. But what if you're wrong? Matthew 28, 18. Watch this here. You know where I'm going, folks. And Jesus came and spake unto them. Who came and spoke? Notice, and Jesus came. Why didn't the Father come? Why didn't the Son come? Why didn't the Holy Ghost come? I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Why didn't they come? Well, guess what? He did come. And his name is Jesus. Watch this. And, hallelujah, then Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Be careful here. Be very careful. Those of you that don't understand the English language, these are prepositional phrases. Glory be to God. Baptizing them in the name of. So if you don't understand, go to, hallelujah, your nearest community college and find an English professor or English teacher, and they will teach you what a prepositional phrase is if you didn't learn in elementary school, which you should have learned it there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bless this wonderful name today. I'm not talking about anybody because some people just didn't learn it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So you can't understand or obey the scripture if you don't know what it means. Glory be to God. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. See, there's that word again. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Again, how are you going to be holy without the Holy Ghost? Glory be to God. See, this thing is slapping you all upside the head. I know, but God loves you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Now, who's talking? Jesus. Glory be to God. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. It just blows my mind how people can think that they can go through a ceremony of baptism, leaving out his glorious, illustrious name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because they don't understand the scripture. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I have to deal with this week after week, Sunday after Sunday, day after day. But so be it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to go do what God says. I want to teach all nations. Come out to effectual praise, and I'll baptize you in the name of Jesus. Because, hallelujah, he's the Father in creation, he's the Son in redemption, and he is the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. You can't separate God from himself. Hallelujah. You can't separate God from his word, and you can't separate God from his spirit. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, but you don't want to observe these things. You want to continue to hide in your sins. Thank you, Jesus. You want to continue to be in your comfort zone. Thank you, Jesus. When I got baptized, no, you just had a ceremony. Thank you, Jesus. When you got wet. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you did not obey the scripture. Hallelujah. If you went, hallelujah, glory to God, down in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, you need to be rebaptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Why? Because Jesus just said, hallelujah, glory to God, that go ye therefore and teach all nations, didn't he? And Jesus spake and said, all power is given unto him, didn't he? He said, hallelujah, in Acts 4:12, glory to God, that whatsoever you do, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Thank you, Jesus, glory to God. He said, and whatsoever you did, in a word or deed, do it all in whose name? In the name of Jesus. Baptism is a deed, isn't it? Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. So you got to obey the scriptures, to obey God, hallelujah. You have to baptize yourself, hallelujah, glory to God. You have to make sure you go down. You have to make sure you've been baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, glory be to God. By immersion in water, that means you've been buried, hallelujah, with him, and you're going to rise up with him. And the only way you're going to be buried is your body has to go completely under the water, and then you rise up in the newness of life. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Not sprinkled upon, not tapped on the floor. Head, glory be to God. Not taking halfway, but you got to go all the way with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, I told you I wish I had more time. Please come out to Bible class, because I haven't even scratched the surface. Glory be to God. But God has set up a smorgasbord for us today in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. He wants you to understand these things. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bless this wonderful name today. But I know a lot of you are going to go to a service and have a great feeling when you come out of there, thinking that you worship, thinking that you serve, because you've given your time. Thank you, Jesus. Thinking that if you die tonight, things will be all right. But just like that rich man, what if you're wrong? In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. God loves you, hallelujah, glory be to God. And he wants you to be right. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. He's giving you an opportunity right now to change your ways. He's giving you an opportunity right now to receive him, hallelujah, in the fullness of holiness. He's giving you an opportunity right now, thank you, Jesus, to have a change of heart and to have a change of mind. Glory be to God. God loves you, God loves you, God loves you, God bless you.